criteria was established to determine which artist's works would be displayed?
So it was an open call, and so it came down to the artist's desire, the alignment with the site where the particular piece of art was located, and the availability.
What message would Central Library like to send?
I think what we want to do is to have this to be a start of a conversation. It's not the beginning or the end, but it's kind of a jumping off point. So we want people to kind of think more broadly about racial justice and how that impacts people in the city. And maybe even if you don't know people that are affected by this, there are people in the community that are. And so we want people to start these conversations and dig deep and then be moved to action.
What were you or what was the library hearing from the artists?
So we have always, at the Center for Black Literature and Culture, had art being kind of our cornerstone. So art is always something that we do. It just is through everything. And art speaks in a different way than literature does many times, because you know that old adage, a picture is worth a thousand words. And so this was just a continuation of that.
Can you give an outline of perhaps some of the works that will be hung?
So initially, we are going to hang all of the pieces. And they're going to hang for about 4 to 6 weeks. The pieces, we've got about 20-plus murals, and they're going to be 3 to 5 feet vinyl banners. After they hang, and they're going to hang throughout Central Library, which we know is a very massive space, we're going to have a one-page kind of guide at the information desk, so you can have a self-guided tour to look at the pictures. And then after that time, people will be able to check out those vinyl pictures for a significant amount of time, and they can put them up as individuals or even organizations.
Do you believe the murals will help heal racial divide and improve police relations in the community?
That's a pretty weighty question, Terry. I would have to say that I don't know that these pictures will heal in totality. I think it's a step and part of a conversation. And I think that we're constantly having to fight for justice and truth. And what I hope that people will do is that they'll be sparked to do some work internally and then to do some work within the community. Because I'm an information professional or a librarian, I'm always thinking about books. So I'm hoping that people are going to be digging into books like Stamped, Racism, Anti-Racism, and You, by Jason Reynolds and Dr. Ibram Kendi. That's a great jumping off point to get people to understand America and why we are where we are in 2020 and the things that Black people have gone through for this time that we've been here in America, and how the country has really been built on our backs, literally our blood, sweat, and tears. And so I hope people will take this as an opportunity to deepen their knowledge and then move themselves to action.